I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 12th. The Quincy City Council Finance Committee will meet again tonight to review proposed salary increases for several department heads and other appointed positions in city government. Mayor Thomas Koch has proposed those pay raises for positions including the police and fire chiefs, DPW and public buildings commissioners, appointees in his office, city clerk, and others. Koch says Quincy needs to offer competitive wages in order to keep and attract qualified employees. Koch is not proposing a pay raise for the mayor's position. The city council has already approved next year's city budget of $405 million, but called for tonight's special meeting specifically to focus on the proposed pay raises. The council tonight will also discuss proposals to borrow almost $14 million for improvements to the Fernsburg Golf Course and $4.5 million for upgrades to the Kennedy Center and North Quincy High School. Well, thousands of people showed up to take part in Quincy's annual Flag Day parade and fireworks display on Saturday night. The historic mile-long parade, which is the longest-running Flag Day parade in the nation, includes numerous bands, several floats, color guards, antique cars, hundreds of young people waving flags. In a typical year, over 5,000 people watch the parade, even more join for the fireworks, a flag-raising ceremony, musical performance, and fireworks viewing at Pageant Field over Black's Creek went off despite some rain. The parade's Grand Marshal, Quincy Police Chief Paul Keenan, who will be retiring soon after a 40-year career with the Quincy Police Department. The weekend's festivities continued yesterday with the 75th anniversary Coke Club reunion at Pageant Field. The afternoon featured a community barbecue, lawn games, T-shirt giveaways, and more. The Coke Club was a youth, sports, civic, and charitable organization founded in Quincy by the late Richard Koch in the 1950s. The mayor paid tribute to the Koch Club members and participants over the years, along with his father, Richard Koch, who would have turned 100 years old this coming August. Michelle Stenberg was named 2023 Richard and Simone Koch Youth Service Award winner. Stenberg has run the Quincy Youth Hockey Program for over 20 years and coached Quincy Youth Soccer. Marshfield police are looking for a suspect in a rare and terrifying broad daylight armed robbery. Police say the robbery happened Friday afternoon at Jogie's Liquors. The owner says it was the first time in 32 years the store has been held up. The robbery was captured on store surveillance video. The clerks who lived through it in real life say a robber pointed a gun to their faces and forced them to the ground. One of the clerks who was forced to the ground said right before the robbery, a masked man with dark glasses and gloves had been casing the aisles to make sure no one was there. They say then the suspect made his move, holding them at gunpoint while cleaning out the cash register. Suspect is seen on video kicking the clerks on his way out. Marshfield police say they can't remember having an armed robbery like that in 2 decades. In all, the robbery lasted about 50 seconds. Police don't know if the suspect is from the area or what his motive was, but if anyone spots him, they should not approach him. The owners are immigrants from India who came to New England for a better life. Police said they searched the area with canines with no luck. The owners hope the man is caught soon to restore their sense of peace. A Weymouth neighborhood became an extension of the Norfolk County courtroom on Friday as attorneys led the judge and jurors through the streets where Weymouth Police Sergeant Michael Chesna and resident Vera Adams were killed nearly 5 years ago. Jurors were instructed to examine the locations referenced throughout the trial. They include the Queen Anne's Gate Apartments in Weymouth, where Emmanuel Lopes is accused of taking his then-girlfriend's white BMW at the intersection of Main Street and Columbian Street, where he allegedly crashed into another vehicle, and Burton Terrace, where the shooting happened. When they returned to the courtroom, witnesses described the moments their paths crossed with the driver of the BMW on the morning of July 15, 2018. Prosecutors allege that it was Lopes, then 20 years old, behind the wheel, who crashed into another vehicle near Sasher Hospital and ran away. William Kendall testified he was drinking coffee and reading the paper that Sunday morning when he heard a loud crash in his kitchen. He found a large rock on the kitchen floor with glass from the window scattered around. He said he counted 4 or 5 gunshots as he lay on the ground. Then he heard shouting outside. Another witness called to the stand described finding what appeared to be a bullet hole in the gutter over her garage door. The testimonies provide a glimpse of what's to come as the trial resumes this week. The witness list includes a resident who told investigators he witnessed the assault and shooting of Sergeant Chesna, that he and his wife tried to help him, moments they'll likely have to relive in court as the trial continues this week. A pedestrian bridge leading to the Quincy Adams MBTA station will be closed for repairs starting today and running through August 4th. The TE says direct access between the Independence Avenue entrance to the station and the 5th-level garage elevator will be unavailable due to those repairs. So for those who can't use the stairs, they'll be providing handicapped accessible vans during all hours of Red Line service 7 days a week. One van will be located at the station busway entrance. The second will be at the Independence Avenue gate. The man accused of shooting a Boston police officer on Friday night will face a judge. 23-year-old John Lazar of Brockton facing a slew of charges, including assault and battery with a firearm, armed robbery, and assault with a dangerous weapon. In addition to shooting that officer, he's also accused of robbing a pizza delivery driver at gunpoint. Police say Lazar shot the responding officer in the foot and back on Cedric Street near Clifford Park in Roxbury late Friday night. The officer is still recovering at Boston Medical Center. According to the police report, the responding officer was previously in that area Wednesday night to investigate a report of an armed robbery of a pizza delivery driver. The victim reported being robbed by a man wearing black hooded sweatshirt, face mask, and dark colored pajama pants with red graphics. The officer returned to the area of Cedric Street Friday night due to that recent activity. And about 9 p.m., the officer noticed a man matching the description of Wednesday night's suspect pointing a gun at another man making a food delivery. As the officer approached, the suspect, who police identify as Lazar, began to open fire and then ran into the main entrance of a building and then up onto the roof. Lazar then jumped from the rooftop into an alleyway. Police were able to arrest him. He is due in Roxbury District Court today. About 24 people living in a 3-story home in Mattapan are displaced. 3 residents and 2 firefighters were hospitalized after a hot, fast-moving fire tore through the structure yesterday. Police arrived 571 Cummins Highway yesterday afternoon to find the back of the building engulfed in flames, sending black smoke billowing out over the neighborhood. All the residents of the building were safely out of the building by the time fire crews arrived at the scene. Crews battled the intense flames for 30 minutes before they could get the fire under control. The back of the building was left blackened with charred wood, the only remnants of 3 back porches. Although they believe the blaze began at the back of the home, fire officials don't know what started it. Up to 25 people had lived in the building. 3 residents and 2 firefighters sustained minor injuries. The building is currently not livable. The Red Cross was assisting the residents. Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection's drinking water program recognized the City of Quincy's water department's outstanding performance in 2022. In a statement, the department said that Quincy's water system achieved one of the top scores in the consecutive system category of the 2023 Public Water Systems Awards program, protecting and supplying safe and fit water to the citizens. Ceremony was held last month during MassDEP's 2023 Public Water Awards Day at the Massachusetts State House. City of Quincy's Chris Newton, Sean Brennan, and Mark Villapando accepted the award from Senator John Keenan. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow was up 43 points. The NASDAQ rose 20. The S&P adding 4. Shares were mixed. In Asia, the dollar was higher. The euro was flat. Oil down to $64 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the Yankees 3-2 in 10 innings, taking 2 out of 3 games in the Bronx. They will welcome the Colorado Rockies to Fenway Park tonight at 7 o'clock. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, it'll turn out partly cloudy and mild, a high of 80 degrees. Rain arrives tonight, could be heavy at times, with lows around 60. Tomorrow could start with some rain and thunderstorms, maybe some clearing late in the day, high 75. Wednesday, some afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible with a high of 78. Partly cloudy, 79 on Thursday. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. The wind out of the south right now, 5 to 10 knots. Becomes southeasterly later today at 10 to 15 knots. High tide, 7 o'clock a.m. and 7:41 p.m. Sunrise at 5:06, sets at 8:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 12th.